In July, it'll be 2 years since the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers began to remove the Elizabeth Locks and Dam. Since then, water levels on a 21-mile stretch of the Monongahela River between Elizabeth and Charleroi dropped more than some businesses anticipated. Hannah Frances Johansson from the Pittsburgh Media Partnership Newsroom, in collaboration with the Allegheny Front, has this report.
Gary Sloan has owned the Carousel Marina for more than 40 years, since the early 80s. The marina is in Benalla, in Allegheny County, along the Monongahela River. After the Army Corps started to remove the Elizabeth Locks and Dam in 2024, water levels dropped so much that some of the boats in his marina got stuck.
Oh, yes. At their docks, I had to use a come along and ropes to pull them out of their dock space because they were ended up on the mud.
To manage the problem, he moved the docks into deeper water, which he said cost around $100,000. Sloan said he knew the Army Corps would remove the dam, but he didn't think the impact would be so dramatic. The Army Corps said in a news release before the first demolition that the river level would drop about 3.2 feet.
3 feet wouldn't have been too bad, but it went at least 5 foot. Mm-hmm. I figured I could survive 3 feet.
Walking down the dock to the river, there's cracked mud and grass where water used to be.
Okay. I'm David Schellenberger. It's my wife, Lynn Schellenberger.
I'm Lynn Schellenberger, and that's Henrietta Schellenberger.
David, Lynn, and their dog, Henrietta, lounge on their boat on a warm afternoon at Carousel Marina.
Yeah, I mean, we have been at the Carousel for close to 40 years. And last year, when they took the dam out, we had to leave and find deeper water and ended up going, what is it, mile 66 up to Green Cove Marina.
That's about 45 miles from here.
The Schellenbergers came back when Sloan moved his docks, but several customers didn't.
They couldn't float their boats. They didn't have enough water to float. I lost probably maybe a third of my people.
Carousel isn't the only business to be impacted. The Port of Pittsburgh Commission, which promotes the commercial use of inland waterways, said that roughly a dozen businesses are impacted by lower water levels, mostly river terminals, where materials are loaded and unloaded, as well as marinas for recreational boaters. The decision to remove the Elizabeth Locks and Dam is part of a larger Lower Monongahela River project, authorized by the Water Resources Development Act in 1992. The goal was to modernize the river system. Pittsburgh has some of the oldest locks and dams in the country. But because of funding issues, the project stretched over decades, said Mary Ann Busey, executive director of the Port of Pittsburgh.
If you were building a house, it's like you put the wall up and you walked away, and 3 years later you put the second wall up, you know, and you moved into your house 30 years later.
Chris Denning, who oversees all major inland navigation projects for the Pittsburgh Division of the Army Corps, said the project is nearly complete. By removing the Elizabeth Locks and Dam, they've eliminated operations and maintenance costs, and there are fewer stops along the river, making it faster for river traffic to move through.
We say there's a $200 million annual net savings to our transportation system.
In 2023, nearly 19,000 tons of freight moved through the region's waterways, mostly coal, but also things like kerosene, limestone, and iron ore. In preparation for the new river levels, the Army Corps invested millions in modifying shoreline facilities and infrastructure projects, such as sewage outfalls and boat launches owned by local governments. It also conducted outreach to the public about the dam removal. Since the water levels dropped, the Army Corps has dredged the center of the channel for commercial traffic and has provided assistance to businesses to expedite permits. The Port of Pittsburgh also provided funding to help businesses like the Denora River Terminal. The Denora Terminal got a grant 2 years ago, which helped them dredge part of their dock. John Ross, site manager there, said he's seen more than a 6-foot drop in the water levels. Even after the dredging, he said almost half of his dock is unusable.
So it has really been devastating to us.
The Port of Pittsburgh said they applied to the U.S. Department of Transportation's Port Infrastructure Development Program for a bigger grant to help businesses pay for dredging. Ross predicts the Denora River Terminal will need $4 million by 2029. At the terminal, there are two levels. On the upper level are massive mounds of black powdery coking coal, a material used to make steel. The lower level is the dock, where they load and offload barges, which are big metal containers pulled by tugboats. Ross and Keith Hasselhoff, who also works at the terminal, described the newly exposed shoreline.
It's just all bone. It's new shoreline.
Again, it's a beach.
Beach.
It's a beach. Now you've got a 30-foot beach, so yeah. Put your bathing suit on, come on down to Denora, hang out on the beach.
Besides dredging the river near their docks, they've also had to load more barges with lighter loads. And Ross said, with lower water levels, there's less people out on the river. For the Allegheny Front and the Pittsburgh Media Partnership Newsroom, I'm Hannah Francis Johansson. Riona Duncan, an intern for the Pittsburgh Media Partnership Newsroom, contributed reporting to this story.